This is The Catch Up on Hit. With Flick and
Tim. We've been talking about losers a lot, Tim. People that never make it in the sweep.
I've been surprised. We've received so many calls from people who never win in the sweep, who've bet on cars and the car has just, like, crashed and not made it to the end.
Very sad.
It's sad.
Very sad.
There are a lot of losers out there.
We want to turn that around. So we are creating the losers sweep, whereby everyone in the sweep is a loser. So whoever wins...
Is the winner of the loser.
Yes. But
the problem is that one person is going to lose the loser's sweep as
That's
well,
okay.
And they're the biggest loser of all time.
We won't harp on about that, will we? We've got to attach it to something. And we know that tomorrow is an extremely important day on the racing calendar. So big that so many, you know, capital cities, towns have a public holiday for it. It is the biggest race of the year. It is the Mildura Maiden Plate.
Oh,
yes.
I'm so excited.
Joining us from Mildura, we've got Billows and Amy. Good morning, our correspondents from Hit FM Mildura.
Hey, guys. Really excited to be part of the Loser Cup. Really happy to have my name on it.
And look, it wasn't because there was any copyright issues or anything with another big race.
It has nothing to do with us not legally being able to talk about another big race.
Don't you worry. This is all about Mildura.
It's because of Mildura. Yeah.
Tell us about the plate.
Well, it is exciting because it is the race that does somewhat slow down Mildura. I wouldn't say stops it, but it's still a pretty big deal here.
People pause and turn, crane their neck a little bit.
As long as they're not at the bar, then yeah, there will be a slight craning. But no, it's a cracking day out here. The weather's holding off for us for now. We're a bit worried that we might get some rain, but it's looking pretty good out here. Everyone's having fun. A few too many tuxedo T-shirts, but apart from that, really good-looking day out here.
Oh, awesome. So the race is tomorrow. It coincides with something else that's going on in Australia. I'm not too sure
Don't know what.
Doesn't matter. But we are going to gather some losers billows and get ourselves some entries in this Losers Cup. How do you fare in a work sweep scenario?
I am just, there's a reason I don't gamble, and it's because I am awful at it. I always lose. I should be number one in your loser sweep because whether it's pokies, horses, whatever, it's just throwing money away for me, so I don't do it. I'm going to be heading out for just a good day.
Should we give Billows a spot in the loser sweep?
I feel like it's only right. Let's get this ball rolling. Billows, you're getting a spot in our loser sweep. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's it. Play the sad card. You get a spot in the loser sweep for the Mildura Maiden Cup. Keep coming, though. 13, 12, 16. You never win any sweep. That's why you don't gamble, because it's just bad for you. If you want to spot in our loser sweep, 13, 12, 16, give us a call.
Dub yourself in. Are you a loser? Who have we got? We've got Rachel from Epsom. Rachel, are you a loser?
I am probably one of the biggest losers you'll ever meet.
Oh, that's all it takes. You got a spot in our sweep.
Hold on. Let's hear what makes you a loser, Rachel.
Okay. So the last time I had anything to do with the Melbourne Cup was 10 years ago.
Yep.
I was in labour. And during the race, a friend of mine who was working at the radio station in Mildura put me in for the radio suite. And then all the nurses and doctors and orderlies were in my room listening to the race while I was in labour. They all put in for a sweep, different horse. Neither one of them finished in the top three. I think one of them didn't even finish the race, and I had a 19-hour labour.
Oh, and that was on the Melbourne Cup, right? But it was your mate in Mildura. You should have been on the Mildura Maiden Plate. It is the one to be in. But the good news is you're in this one, so you have a good chance of winning, Rachel. Good luck.
You're in. Okay, she's definitely in.
Yeah, who else we got in the Losers' Cup?
We've also got Andrew from Strathfield. Say, Andrew, are you a loser, mate?
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of the times I am.
Oh, that's what we love. Love a loser, Andrew.
What makes you a loser, Andrew?
Well, I was once started work at in employment, and they were all buying a lottery ticket. They told me that I wasn't allowed to go in it because I just started working there.
Oh, no.
Guess what? They won a brand new car.
That is not fair,
you're
Andrew.
You're in the loser sweep, Andrew.
All you've got to win is pride tomorrow, unfortunately, but you're in our sweep. Congratulations,
okay.
Andrew.
Let's take one last one. Prue, are you a loser?
I'm a massive loser when it comes to these sort of races.
Good.
The last time I won anything in a horse race sweep was last prize, and it was a Mars bar.
Hey! Okay. I do love a Mars bar. You're in our losers sweep. Thanks for the call, Prue. We're going to keep these going.
We've got some great losers.
Yeah, we got some great losers for the Mildura Maiden Plate. It's the race that everyone's going to be taking a day off for tomorrow.
I can't
wait. We'll find
out
how we go. Losers sweep. I'm Bendigo's Hit 91.9.